Showtime right now. It's 29 minutes before the top of the hour. Ah, so much going on in the world of hip hop. Gay man, what's going on in your neck of the woods?
Do you really want to know?
You had somebody break, like, it's been violence plaguing the whole entire, like, country. Like, somebody broke into your house.
Yeah, somebody broke in my house last night.
Are you serious?
I could not sleep, honey. When my mom, as soon as I got back, when my mama called me, at least she called, and I was asleep, so then the phone kept ringing, so I said, well, let me answer the phone. Answer the phone. She said, Gary, the alarm people called, somebody broke in your house. So my Mitchell went to the house to check on it and stuff, and honey, they didn't kick the damn door in. This is the second time somebody broke in my house.
What'd they take?
I don't know, but I looked on my camera and stuff, and I see how they kicked the door in and stuff. So Mitchell done went in, and Mitchell had his gun, but then he said, hell, I want somebody to come behind me. I'm like, well, you got the gun. Just go. He said, uh-uh. So then he finally went in, and he said he didn't see nothing in there. So, but I'm just so sick of black people.
I know. Hey, I feel you.
Hell.
How was it?
All these doggone Section 8 people here, they live in the doggone neighborhood, and that's one way it's coming from.
I mean, you know, we can have a real conversation about certain people that make the property value go down.
Yeah.
Parking 5 and 6 cars in the grass, parking in the grass and stuff, and won't sell the cars and making the property value go down. Yeah, over there where my mother lived, people are breaking in houses and stuff like that. And then they be plotting. But I'm gonna tell you something. I had one sitting in front of my house 2 weeks ago, and I watched him for a minute in the morning, just two black dudes sitting in front of my house, okay? So I jumped in my car and I pull out. So they roll off when they see me bagging out of driver. So I chase them down. Okay. So I get to the stop sign. I pull up next to them, roll my window down, and I flash that 45. And I say, I got your tag number. And whenever you MF ready, I'm ready. I said, I'm the only black person live over here. You know where you at.
Right.
You know where you at. Every time you hire somebody black to come do some work in your house, what they do, they go and tell somebody else, hey, man, you know, I paint Rick's my house. I'm going to show you where he live. And then they bringing other folks over there. So people coming over there thinking you got something. But anybody want to break in my house, I got something for you. I'm going to send you to the funeral home. Because, see, I'm already a gunshot victim. And the day you try to rob me or whatever, you pull up on the side of me, you want to get me, I got something for you.
You got to set the precedent.
Please come on. I promise. I got something that'll make you pull your pants up and put a belt on. Please. And I'm hoping, please, somebody come on break in my house.
Is it that important just to feel like you know somebody? So you can go brag and tell the whole world.
Yeah, but it ain't about that. You know, it ain't about that. It's just about what we do to each other. But you won't go in no gated community and break in no houses in the gated community. You want to come over here and steal from somebody that ain't got nothing.
Right.
Yeah. Steal from each other. Everybody's struggling. Everybody trying to make it. Everybody trying to work or whatever. But you want to come steal from somebody that ain't got nothing. Please come in my house. I got something that will send you straight to the funeral. If you want your brand new casket in your life, I got something for you. And I'm shooting to kill. And I go to the shooting range. I'm taking you out. I don't care.
If they come, they got to get it.
Yeah, you going to get it. You come up in my house. I got something for you.